the mitzvah on Motzei Shabbat also to have a ner. We make the berakha bore me'ore ha'esh. We say me'ore because the flame is made up of a few colors. So we say me'ore. And the reason why we do that is because the fire was invented on Motzei Shabbat. So Adam and Rishon took two stones on Motzei Shabbat and rubbed them together, and they created the fire. The question is a person allowed to be yotzeh the berchat me'ore ha'esh with a light bulb? You turn on a light bulb Motzei Shabbat, it's a fire, you see the filament. So Acham ben Zion discusses this, and Maran at the end of Siman Resh Chet Saddi talks about that you cannot make the berachah of the ner in what he calls betok aspaklaraya. What is aspaklaraya? It's a flame that's in a glass. It means like a lantern, a clear glass. So you cannot make the berachah. Why? So the Biur HaRachah explains on the Mishnah Berurah as well, because it's not revealed. The Esh of Motzei Shabbat has to be exposed. And therefore, since in this Aspaklaraya, even though it's a flame, but it's covered in a glass, so therefore one cannot make the Berachah. Even though the Rashba held it's okay, as long as it's clear glass. And that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan sounded as well as the Magen Abraham. However, from Maran, from the Beit Yosef, it's much where you cannot make a berakah on a flame that is covered. So Chacham Ben Zion says the light bulb is covered. The filament is behind the glass. And therefore one cannot be yotzeh. Chamavadja adds in Yabi Omer Chedek Aleph that Adam and Yishom, when he created the fire in Motzei Shabbat, it was a revealed fire. And therefore, since we're commemorating that, it should be similar to the fire of Adam and Yishom. Therefore, he also concurs that one is not yotzeh with a fire that is within a vessel. There is a question regarding Motzei Kippur. On Motzei Kippur, we also light a ner. However, or make a berakha, I should say, on the ner. However, the Shulchan Aruch holds in Siman Tafresh Chav Dalet, which is the laws of Yom Kippur, that there the flame must be lit from before Kippur. You must use a flame that was lit from before Kippur. Why? Whereas Motzei Shabbat, the purpose is to commemorate the flame that was created on Motzei Shabbat. So you want to create a new flame on Motzei Shabbat. However, on Kippur, the reason why we make a berakha is to show that the flame that was forbidden for us to use on Kippur now is permissible. Normally on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use a flame. But on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to use the flame. So therefore, we say that this flame that was lit through Kippur, that was forbidden, now becomes permissible. That's called a ner sheshavat. And Maran says that one can only make the beracha on such a ner. And that's the opinion of Hacham Avadya as well, that if somebody does not have ner sheshavat, he does not make the beracha of Borei Meraish. For example, Motzei Kippur, there's no ner. So he wants to light, then take a match, light a match, and make Borei Meraish. Cannot. Maran's opinion is, he's posek in the Stam, that you need davka ner sheshabat. Now, not only ner sheshabat will work, but even if you lit a candle from that candle, it's also okay. So long as the source of it was from a ner sheshabat.